As recently as 10 years ago, Virginia was seen as reliably Republican in both national and statewide elections. Virginia had not voted for a Democratic presidential nominee since 1964, but that changed in 2008, when the state went for Barack Obama, which it did again in 2012, and in 2016, Virginia was the only southern state to vote for Hillary Clinton. Republicans have not won a statewide race for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, or U.S. Senate since 2009. In Virginia's off-year elections in 2017, Ralph Northam, the Democratic candidate for governor, received more votes than any candidate for governor in Virginia history. At the same time, Republicans nearly lost control of the State House of Delegates, going from a 65-seat majority to 51 seats, with a special election coming up on November 6th that could, if the Democrat wins, result in a tie. Next year, the entire state legislature, House and Senate, is up for election, and Republicans are teetering on the edge of losing their General Assembly majority for the first time in more than 20 years. In this year's congressional elections, there are competitive races in districts designed to favor Republicans, notably the 5th District, which has an open seat, and the 7th, where incumbent Dave Bratt is defending solid Republican territory against Democratic challenger Abigail Spanberger and potential Libertarian spoiler Joe Walton. I spoke to political scientist Mark Rozell, dean of the Schar School of Policy and Government at George Mason University in Arlington, Virginia, about that race and others as we approached the midterm election.
That's another example where you have a more Republican-leaning district, and yet the polling data show that the election is very, very close. And possibly the Libertarian candidate is taking away a little bit more of the votes from the Republican incumbent than from the Democratic challenger in that district. But I think it's going to be a really close race, actually. Bratt is not an entirely popular incumbent, for one thing. He won a very unexpected victory in the Republican primary against a strong incumbent that nobody expected to happen. And he's got a strong challenger. And again, if this is a Democratic blue wave election cycle, we could end up with a result that under other circumstances we would not expect to happen in that district, which is a Democrat actually winning.
Another Virginia race has attracted national attention, where Republican Barbara Comstock, who significantly outpolled Donald Trump in Virginia's 10th district in 2016, is fighting off a robust challenge by Democratic State Senator Jennifer Wexton. Rozell told me about recent survey results in that district.
The Washington Post Schar School poll focused on the 10th district, and it showed a substantial lead for the Democrat, Jennifer Wexton, over incumbent Barbara Comstock. It showed a significant gender gap, of course, a generational gap, an education gap. It showed much greater enthusiasm among potential Democratic voters than Republican voters. And most significantly, it showed a huge gap in favor of Wexton among independent voters. So the Democratic-leaning voters are way over 90% going for Wexton. The Republican-identifying voters are well over 90%, but not quite as high, going for Comstock. And then the independent voters are going very heavily for Wexton. So that's Comstock's problem in running for re-election, is trying to broaden her base beyond the Republican base voters. There's not enough Republicans in that district to carry her. So she needs those extra votes outside of the core constituency of pro-Trump and pro-Republican voters. And the polling data suggests she's not getting it. But something can change, of course, by election day.
If the competitive races in Virginia all favor the Democrats, the state's congressional delegation could shift from 7 Republicans and 4 Democrats to 7 Democrats and 4 Republicans. The number of women representing Virginia in Congress could triple, from 1 to 3. I asked Rozell if Virginia is a bellwether for the rest of the country. What will results in Virginia say about how congressional elections will turn out nationally?
I think if you see in the 5th and 7th districts that the Democratic candidates are pulling a victory, and Wexton is winning a substantial majority in the 10th district, that would tell a lot about what's happening in the country. Absolutely. The Senate race, forget it. That's really not going to tell much at all, because it really is not, according to the independent polls, a very competitive race at this point. And in fact, I think what the Republicans are worried about there is that the top of the ticket, Corey Stewart, the nominee for the U.S. Senate, is going to be a drag on the candidates in the House races.
Reporting for The Score from Bering Drift, this is Rick Sincere in Charlottesville, Virginia.